paragraph Beis, V'alkein chametz bepesach b'mashehu. And this is why chametz is unique, different from all other isurim, that even a mashehu is can trife up an incredibly large amount. Ki kol ha'isurim shebetoira b'shishim. Because usually the standard isurim in the Torah are butl b'shishim. Shaydei b'chinas igula v'ribua shubchinas Shabbos heim nivtolim. K'may shukosu shom, meaning, as Rabbein Nazal explains in Torah Nun Ches and Likut Imran, there he quotes from the Zohar HaKadosh, which speaks about this concept of igula v'ribua. Igula is like the letter Samach, which is a circle. It's Shishim. And Rabbein Nazal in that chapter speaks about the concept of how there exists a power of 60 times as much kosher to nullify a treif item. So the Ra becomes Botel, that the Zohar HaKadosh says that Shabbos, it says the word Shabosa. The Zohar HaKadosh quotes a place where Shabbos is mentioned Beloshin plural, and it says that that's this concept of Igula and Ribua that are both found in Shabbos. Shabbos possesses both of these qualities. Igula is this power to be Mevatel the Ra. So the Ra is Heim Nivtolim, K'may Shekosa Shom, as Rabbein Nazal explains over there. Aval Chometz, Shubichinas Pegam Adas, Ein Loi Shum Bitul. However, Chometz, which represents Pegam Adas, we had learned earlier that Matzah is Bechinas Das. Chometz is the opposite of that. There's a Loshen of Chimutz Hamoyach, where a person's brain gets messed up, spoiled. So Chometz is Pegam Adas, Ein Loi Shum Bitul. There is no Bitul. Kimeachar shehadas nifgam, because once the das gets messed up, al yedeze niskalkel bechinas haShabbos, that messes up the bechin of Shabbos, shehu bechinas igula v'ribua, bechinas bitul ho isur b'shishim, the concept of the ability of Shabbos to nullify the isur b'shishim. Ki haShabbos mekabel koyach mehadas kanal, because Shabbos receives its koyach from this das, this high level of das, this neshama yisera, this tosefet das that a person zoche to on Shabbos. We know that the Torah was given on Shabbos. The Gemara says it's a machlokes whether it was Vav Sivan or Zayin Sivan, but everybody agrees Torah b'Shabbos nitna, because Shabbos is this bechin of das dikdusha. Gam neskalkel bechinas hamishpat. And as a result, when there's chametz, there's a bechin of pegam adas, and also there's a bechin of pegam hamishpot. Dehainu, chamimus halev, shesoyreif umevate lesora. Mishpot, Rabbein Nazal explains over there in Torah Nun Tes and Likut Imran, he speaks about kiruv, a person doing outreach, and he says when a person's going into kiruv, very often he's dealing with people who have a lot of ra, people who haven't been religious yet. They've been mechalel Shabbos, eating unkosher and everything. These people have amassed many sins and possibly few mitzvahs. So each one of these people is a package of ra, in a sense. Obviously there's toiv there, otherwise we wouldn't be dealing with them. And there's very important toiv. But the toiv is covered by the ra, which appears to be the majority. Rabbein Nazal says there, a person getting involved with that is in tremendous danger. He's going down into the Ra. He's mingling with the Ra. So Rabbein Nazal explains that the person needs a blowtorch, or he needs a shield of fire to protect him, that the Ra shouldn't be able to latch on to him and affect him in a negative way. And Rabbein Nazal explains over there that fire is mishpot. Mishpat means judgment or justice, that a person who's involved in doing this type of work, this outreach, has to constantly be judging himself, always analyzing himself and seeing, am I doing the right thing? Are my intentions really sincere, etc., etc.? And especially Rabbein Nazal speaks about his hispoedetus, the mishpat that one has in hispoedetus, where he really reviews his actions. One of the major building blocks of the hispoedetus is where a person analyzes himself. He reviews what he did that day, and he tries to figure out what mistakes he made, what he did that was sins he committed, b'machshovot yibur ha'maisa, and he apologizes for those things. That's all this mishpat factor, which is referred to as Eish. There's a pasuk ki bo Eish Hashem nishpot. Mishpot is a bechin of din, it's fire, midas hadin, which serves, number one, as a shield, and it also helps burn away the ra, that the ra, number one, to eliminate the ra from the other people, or eliminate the ra from himself so that their ra shouldn't have an achiza in him. So here Rabbeinu Zal says, "Dahainu chamimus halev." Rabbeinu Zal says over there that this refers to the fire that a person activates in his heart. Shesoyreif umevatel, this esh of mishpat. Shesoyreif umevatel es hara, which burns and destroys the ra. Ki ikar chamimus halev walidei hadas, because we know that the main chamimus halev digdusha comes from das. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there a law of physics that motion generates heat, which means, Rabbeinu Zal says, you have the moyach and lev, chochma and bina, that are referred to in Kabbalah as train rei and eloi misparshin, two inseparable friends. These two are very tight. And Rabbeinu Zal says, according to how fast a person's brain is working, lefi tnuas hasechel, according to how many rotations are going on in the brain is moving at a quick pace, that's what generates the hislavus halev, the fire in the heart. It's dependent on the tnuas hasechel. So here Rabbeinu Zal says, the ikar chamimus halev hu al yedei hadas. Al kein, ein lahachometz shu bechinas pegam hadas, Shumbitul. And this is why chometz, which represents lack of das, can't be nullified. Rak tzorech levaroi legamri. It can't be brought into the kiddush in any way. It can't be purified. It has to only be destroyed completely. Ukameshikos of Rabbeinu, shetzorech li zoher ma'oid, sheloi lahachmitz es hamoyach, betaivois vehirhurim. Rabbeinu Zal in Torah Hey, in the first chapter, first half of the Kudiman, speaks about a person being careful not to spoil his brain, not to sour his brain. And that's the word that's used, chometz, with bad thoughts, or chas shalom, bad desires. Kimishom boim kol hapegomim, because all the sins originate from the thoughts. Ki hakol toloi behadas, because everything is related to the brain, to the thoughts, to the thinking of the person. Everything begins from there. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the word Odom is Aleph Dalet Mem. The Aleph represents thinking, Chochma, Machshava. There's a Pasuk, Va'alef Chochma, I will teach you knowledge. The Dalet is Dibur, the Mem is Maisa. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, nothing in this world happens without going through those three phases. So therefore, the start is Machshava. Everything depends on machshava. Pigam starts from machshava, and tikkun starts from machshava. Tikkun adas. Al kein tzorech levayer legamri kol hamachshava yisroiz. This is why a person has to destroy, eliminate completely the bad thoughts, whether it be thoughts, illicit thoughts of pigam abris, or thoughts, philosophical thoughts of questioning faith in Hashem. Shehein b'chinas chometz kanal, those bad thoughts are referred to as chometz, v'ligoyer bohem, and to show anger to them, b'chinas ga'ar chayas kone, k'moy shekosov, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in Torah Hein l'kutimran, that a Jew has to do battle, a Jew is always in constant battle against these thoughts, these wrong kind of thoughts that are bombarding the person, and he's fighting them off, he's pushing them away. That's this battle against this chimot samoyach. V'alkein shir chimutz hu chai menuten, and this is why the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Simen Tov Nun Tes that if a dough mixes with water, if flour is mixed with water, and it sits for 18 minutes, it becomes chometz. If it isn't being moved around, worked on, ki chometz hu sitra de moisa, because chometz is synonymous with the sitra achra. The Zohar Kodesh says you have a pasuk, it uses the word machmetzes in the Torah. Machmetzes, the middle letters are chometz. The outer letters are mem tof mace. Chometz is mace. It's sitra demoisa. Kihu pegamadas. Because chometz is pegamadas. Shuhu bechinas chayim. Das is life. Hachochmo techaye bo'aleho, it says. V'yalkein lechatchila tzorech lizor afilo mi rega kolshu. That's why lechatchila, you're not supposed to let the dough sit still even for a second. You're supposed to keep it moving the whole time. Ki tzorech levroyach ma'oid mechometz. Hainu achshav esroes kanal. Because a person has to run away tremendously, you know, from chometz. This pegama machshava, a person has to really run away from it completely. אבל השיעור הוא חי מנותן. However, בדיעבד, you know, the time, not בדיעבד, you know, it's the time that the Chachamim said was 18 minutes, כי עוז נסחמץ. Once you go over 18 minutes, it's חמץ. דהיינו, סיטרו דמויסך, היפוך החיים, it's mace, the opposite of life. דהיינו, הדס, the opposite of דס. ועל כן, השיעור שווה עם שיעור מליחה, שהוא גם כן חי מנתן. And that's why the shear of dough becoming chametz is the same as when it comes to doing malicha, having the meat soak in salt to remove the bad blood. Ki hamalicha hi bechinas tikkun habris. Because salting meat is also a concept of tikkun habris. Bechinas bris melach oilam. We know that salt is called bris in the Torah. Val yodo niflat bechinas dam nidus. And salt is what extracts the impure blood, the treif blood, the dam nido, haynu pgam abris. V'al kein hu gam kein chayim menitin, b'chinas tikkun abris, shu b'chinas chayim, b'chinas tikkun adas. That's why these both go together. They're both this measurement of 18 minutes, because when you're within 18, you're within chay, you're within das. When you go out of that 18, then you're chas v'shom pgam adas. Paragraph Gimel. V'al kein takef achar laylo rishonu shel Pesach maschilin lisfor sfiras omer. This will also explain why immediately after we finish the first night of Pesach, the following night is when we start counting the omer. K'al yidei matzah sh'al yodo zochu l'b'chinas Shabbos shehu b'chinas igula v'ribua sh'al yodo mevatlin hora, through the eating of matzah, which we said is b'chinas das, which was Bechin of Shabbos. And Shabbos is this combination of Igula v'ribua. It's a circle and a square, as the Zohar HaKodesh mentions, and as Rabbeinu Zal explains in Torah Nun Ches and Nun Tes of Likut Imran, through which we eliminate the Ra. Igula is an Igul, is the letter Samach, which is Shishim, the concept of Bitul B'Shishim. Ribua is a square which represents the Choshen Mishpot, where it says Ravua Yihyeh Kofel. It had to be perfectly square. And Rabbeinu Zal says the Choshen Mishpot, that was this Mishpot which burns away the Ra. Shal Yodo Mevatlin Hora. V'al kein Oz Maschilin Lispor Sfiras Oimer Shu Shehi Bechinas Bitul Hora Kiyadua. And that's why we start counting Sfiras Oimer, which also represents eliminating the Ra. Shal yidei sfira onu yoitzim mimemtes shari tuma lememtes shari kedusha. We know that when the Yidden were in Mitzrayim, the Torah tells us they had reached the 49th level of tuma, and the concept of sfira soimer, each day that we count, we're exiting, we're going out from tuma into tara, into kedusha. Hainu al yidei hamatzah, dahainu al yidei tikkun hadas kanal, aydei ze yesh lanu koyach levatel esora v'tuma. Through the matzah that we ate at the first night, which is the main mitzvah d'oraisa of eating matzah, bo erev toichlu matzois, through that we were zeicha to a level of tikkun hadas. Once we have tikkun hadas, now we're ready to start being mevatel the ra and the tumah. Sheze b'chinas sfira. That's this process of sfira soimer. Ki oimer soirim hu mishne toira. Shemekablim al yedei tikkun hadas. Because oimer soirim represents Mishneh Torah, which a person is zoicha to through Tikkun Hadas. Why? Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki oimer so'irim hu b'chinas nigla v'nistar, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in Torah Yud in the first half of Likut Imran. Rabbeinu Zal shows there that oimer is an inyan of ayin moir, and so'ira is a b'china of, Rabbeinu Zal draws the connection there to Esther Hamalka, Esther Yirakrako Yisoyso, and Esther is Miloshin Seser. He shows there how Oimer is an Indian of Nigla, the Ayin, Oimer Ayin Moir, the Ayin Ponim Shel Torah, which is the Izgalus HaTorah, and Soirim, he connects to Esther Hamalka, because it says they ate Soirim, it's the Michael that they ate Mordechai and Esther. Hainu Mishne Torah. This refers to the two aspects of Torah, Nigla and Nistar. V'al kein meinifin oisoi l'chol hashishuk tzavois. And this is why the avoida with the omer was to lift it up and move it in all six directions, legaresh ulevatel kol hara misham, to chase away and eliminate all the ra in all six directions. Kemo yishom razala, as the Gemara says in Menachos, moylech umevi latzoy ruach ruchais rois, that when they move the omer around, they would move it out and back in order to block any bad winds that could do damage to the crops and everything. Male umoyrid, they would lift up the omer and lower it, latzor tlolim roim, in order to prevent any bad type of dew. So again, this is this concept of bitul hora, girush and bitul hora. Kal yidei mishne toira shibchina shabbos, through mishne toira, which is again a concept of das, a concept of shabbos, this lechem mishne, kol, that's what helps us eliminate all the ra. Lahashbis oyev umisnakim, like we said before. V'alkei nikro yoim rishin shel Pesach Shabbos. And this is why we find in the Torah it refers to the first day of Pesach as Shabbos. Kama shekosuv, mimochoras ha-Shabbos, that when do you bring the Omer? Right after, the day after Shabbos. Shabbos is the name that's used over there to refer to the first day of Pesach. Because it's through the eating of matzah which brings about a tikkun hadas, that generates the power of Shabbos. And the whole concept of the lifting up of the Omer and the counting of the Omer is dependent on that, is tied into that. In Torah Yud, in the first half of Likut Imran, there Rabbeinu Zal speaks about the Torah, and he speaks about Nigla and Nistar, the two portions, the double portion of the Torah, Nigla and Nistar, and he speaks about Mordechai and Esther in paragraph Ches. And then, towards the end of that paragraph, he mentions that this is the concept of Omer. Mordechai and Esther, he says, are Bechina of Nigla and Nistar. Esther is a Bechina of Nistar, and Mordechai is the concept of the Nigla of Torah. And then he goes on to say that the Omer Sa'orim is also a concept of Mordechai and Esther, because Omer is Ayin Moir, is the letter Ayin, and then Moir is how Mordechai is written in the Torah Shebichsav. The Gemara says, where do you see Mordechai mentioned in the Chumash? Mor Doror. And then Sa'orim, we know that Sa'ora is barley, Se'irim is also like a wind, a very powerful wind, Kis-Se'irim Alei Deshe, which is a lashon of ruach, and Rabbeinu Zal brings that the Gemara says Esther beruach hakodesh nemra. Esther is a concept of ruach hakodesh, and seirim seira is also a lashon of ruach. Paragraph Dalit. Now Rav Nosson Zal finishes. Veze bechinas bitul ho'isur b'shishim, and this is tied into the concept that Rabbeinu Zal mentions there on the Likut Imran, that we have that in kedusha in Torah. There's a concept whereby many Isurim can become nullified if there's 60 times as much kosher. Bechinas shishim hemo malochis, kama shikosa sham. Rabbeinu Zal there quotes the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, which says, shishim hemo malochis, that kings are 60. Hainu, al yidei shezoichen lagari shora mikol hashisha ktsavois. When a person is successful in removing, eliminating the ra from the six midos of Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Chod, Yesoid, Ulegalois, Malchus, Yisborach, and thereby to reveal the Malchus, Shehi Klula, Mieser, the Malchus, each one of the Sphirois is referred to as a tens unit of these lower seven Sphirois, Vezeh Bechinas Shishim Heimo Malochis, this is the 60, Shishim Heimo Malochis, that by purifying the six midos, Chesed, Gvur, Tiferes, Netzach, Hoyd, Yesoin, that's how we're zoicha to this Tikkun HaMalchus. Aydeze Nizbatel Ho'isur Kanal. That's how we're zoicha to eliminate the Isur, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there. Veze Bechinas Hanofas Ho'imer L'chol HaShishak Tzavois. This is the concept when they move around the Omer in all six directions, trying to show that we're being mesakein any ra coming from any of those six places. V'oz maschilen lispor sfira soimer. And right after we did that process of the lifting up of the Omer, the Hanofas Omer, from there we start counting the Sfira, Shehu Bechinas Bitul Hora. We said each one of those 49 countings is a concept of going out of Tumah into Kedusha. Bechinas Bitul Hoyiser B'Shishim Kanal, Shezeh Nasa Aidei Bechinas Shabbos, Aidei Tikkun Adas. We said that in order to start making the Tikkun, you have to have this Bitul Hoyiser B'Shishim. That's accomplished through the Hanofa Soimer in the six directions. And then you're ready to start the counting of the 49 days where you're going out of the, each time from Tumah into Tara. Baruch Hashem. Point of information, that the Likutei Halachos, the way the Likutei Halachos was written, Rav Nosson Zal made passes on the Shulchan Aruch. Each time he made a pass on the Shulchan Aruch, he tried to be Mechadesh. So the Halacha Aleph of each Halacha was written earlier in his life, very often while Rabbeinu Zal was still living, when he was young at the time, and he was just getting started in writing, you know, writing his Chidushei Torah. You'll see that usually the Halacha Alephs, and sometimes even Beis, are much shorter, tighter, a little more difficult to understand the wording. As you get on, usually, to Gimel, Dalet, they're much more elaborate and nuclear. That's the way we would describe it. Just a point of information. Sometimes, throughout, you'll see the Halacha Alephs are a little bit short and clipped. It was at a much earlier point in Rav Nosson Zal's life.